something happened in me when I turned 35. So the significance with the number 8 and me having 8 angels has something to do with something. So I know that because at 35, I seen Zion in my mind's eye. I felt it. I could see me standing on sustainable land. That's what my living will be. That is my Zion, is sustainable land. I seen that at 35, number 8. I don't know what that means, but I know it means something. So I am so excited for this fucking journey of figuring out what's going on inside of me and out in this world and what I'm supposed to bring to the great design. I am so excited to share this journey with you all. So I love that I can share this with people and they can give me their feedback. And I want everyone to know that gives me their feedback, what you're doing is supporting a timeline that is going to change things tremendously for the betterment of the entire fucking collective. And I can feel it rising from within, like the bottoms of my feet burn when I think about it. It's like I'm ready. I feel like that divine fire. Yes, I am that divine fucking fire, and I feel it. It's insane. It's a beautiful fucking thing. I feel it happening. I'm thankful for the tornado. I'm thankful for the clearing of the path, the blizzard. Froze it all away, that fucking ice storm. I had literally said the day that ice storm hit, I said, I am fire and I am ice, but I choose to burn from within. And then, boom, that fucking moon magic. I'm telling you something, you guys, listen to me. The moon is powerful. Listen. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much again for tuning in. More time to drive while moving, finishing up the rounds. Here we are. Back around my Archangel Michael, because that's where I have been supported. I have been growing. I have been learning. My altar told me so much here. So, I'm so grateful that you guys have come back to join me. I love you. Mwah! I'm here, so I have to get off here, okay? Jesus, leave me alone. It's so funny to realize the things that you do when you do them now, because you're more self-aware of you. I just moved a fucking whole ass, like, mattress by my fucking self. I'm 4'11 and a half. I weigh about 115 pounds. I literally envisioned myself as this fucking, like, sculpture that held, like, that big fucking ball thing on its back or whatever the fuck it was. Maybe it was a fucking world. I don't really know. I just know I envisioned that and fucking put this gosh damn mattress on my fucking back and got it into my Equinox. I'm such a fucking badass, you guys. I just want you to know that, like, I'm trying to share this because I want you to know that, like, you can do fucking anything. No matter the situation, no matter the nothing. You envision everything. You manifest fucking everything. All I had to do was, I was struggling. Like pulling it. Like, I thought the easy way was going to be just to fucking slide it along. And that was causing me so much grief. And I kept thinking, it's going to get fucking dirty. And it's not dirty because I keep all their stuff very clean. So I was like, what can I fucking do? And I envisioned that sculpture, statue, whatever you call it. And I got underneath this fucking, it's like a Tempur-Pedic mattress. It's pretty fucking heavy. It's pretty old. I got it for my son when he was fucking like 3 or 4 years old. He's 13. So it's a fucking old mattress, but it was a $300 mattress, and that's expensive, and it's still a fucking fantastic fucking mattress. So, but I'm just saying it's fucking heavy because it's old school. And I threw that hoe on my back and was like, up do, up do, up do, fucking straight the fuck up. I just want you guys to know every fucking day, it might be a struggle, it might be a battle, but if you can envision the good and you can envision what you want to do and not try to take the fucking easy way out, then you will fucking manifest the fucking most brilliant, beautiful life because you did it, homie. You did it. You are the creator. And that's what I was just like fucking straight up envisioning in myself. Like I was fucking creating this this fucking beast, this monster. And I just fucking threw that hoe in there. And then I delicately did it because I didn't want to ruin anything. But I can still sound tough. Thank you very much. I love you guys. Thanks for joining me on this journey of moving. Another pin drop thought. If you bury your demons, only thing that does is keep them with you. So you're still fucking possessed. So cut ties with that demon. If that's what you want to do, fucking cut ties with it. Don't hold on to it. You are allowed to let it go. You are allowed to forgive yourself for everything that you've done. You're allowed to forgive yourself for every fucking mistake you have ever fucking made. Yes, yes, motherfucking yes. You are fucking allowed to do that. And you're allowed to not hurt over it anymore. And you're allowed to not feel bad about it anymore because you fucking forgive yourself. Because that's what you're supposed to do. Because this fucking life is a fucking lesson. A fucking journey. A transmutation. We are all alchemists. We are all doing this good work to learn these lessons. People get put in your life to teach you certain things. This is what I know. This is what I've been told. I've been told this. So I know this. Writing's not good for me. I love to do it. I don't take the time to. Yes, I need to be more patient with myself and then tell myself I love to write. Yes, that's exactly what I should do. I've got someone going really slow. They think I'm a cop. People always think I'm a cop in my vehicle. It's funny. But yes, I must focus and be patient with myself, and everyone else should be patient with themselves too. But release your fucking demons. That was the whole ultimate goal of me jumping on here again to speak. Release the demons, nurture them, fucking support them. Know that they were there in a time that you were walking blindly in your ego, blindly in the world. Like, fucking get over it. Okay? No, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. Fuck, I did a lot of shitty fucking things. We've all done shitty fucking things. But how do you get over the fact that you did shitty fucking things? Well, you fucking forgive yourself and move on, and you know that that was a learning experience for you. You know you never want to be that person again because it did what? It ruined lives. It did this. It did that. What the fuck ever attachment you have to whatever you did? Let it go. Release it. Because just like you, people will say, anybody will say, oh, well, I just bury my demons because that's where they belong, buried. No, they fucking don't. You fucking exercise the demon, you know? Fuck, that's what you're supposed to do. Exercise them hoes. These fucking movies been showing us that, but only you can exercise them. They taught you you had to get some outside sources. Yeah, it's always nice to have some outside teachers. It's always nice, but you don't have to have them. You can do it yourself. You can do the fucking work yourself and transmute them hoes into fucking angelic forces. Yeah, because those demons, you know, they were part of something grander. So remember that and remember who you fucking are and how you deserve the best of everything. You do. You're fucking wonderful. You're all fucking divine source energy and it's beautiful. So enjoy that. Resonate with that. I had to tell my mom today, wound care was there whenever I came to drop off one of the loads that I had picked up from my house. Wound care was there and taking care of my mom because she, stage 4 cancer, lung cancer, and she has a hole in her chest, from an infection. So they thought they were going to have to do wound vac, yada, yada. So Anyways, I don't know why I even went off on that tangent, but they were there, so I had to drop some things off. And I just simply told her, like, stop thinking in the terms of you're sick. Start thinking in the terms of you're healing. Say to yourself every day, I'm healing, I'm healing, I'm healing. Instead of, oh, I'm so sick, I'm so sick, I'm so sick. Because every time you put that into yourself, you're telling yourself that you're not well. You're telling yourself that these things are not of you. No, you tell yourself, I'm healing, I'm better every day. And keep reminding the cells in your fucking body. Speak over your water. I keep telling my mom, you know, just drink more water. Because, listen, Linda, she is attached to Dr. Pepper. Okay? So she loves sugar. She's attached to sugar. So I just have to tell her, you know, that's how you release things. You find different ways to talk to yourself. You know? That's how, just have that in you to start rewording, being mindful. Reword, rewire, reprogram, man. It's like a fucking robot, you know? Well, we're all fucking walking in this flesh meat suit as higher fucking self, so why the fuck not just join forces with fucking higher self and start talking to yourself like you are your higher self, you know? Like, I am this, I am that. I am healing, I am love, and that's how you become the motherfucking things. That's right, motherfucking Phoenix rising. It just feels so good to understand and to try to see things more clear. The day is so fucking grand and beautiful. You guys, I love you so much. Thanks for sitting with me in the mirror again while I drive. Obviously, I'm not in the mirror, but if you're getting ready, you might be putting some makeup on and listening to me. Or you might be doing something else. I don't know. Love you. Knock, knock. Who's there? Yo, demons. My demons who? Your motherfucking demons you stuffed down. I don't want you. Go away. Oh. Release, release, release. I don't know. That just got told to me. It was funny. Sorry. Face them hoes. The day I fell in love with me was the day I found out who I was. And realized who I was and what I was doing here. That was the day that unconditional love to Holly motherfucking Smalls, Hall's Balls, from back in my kickball days. That's right. I love you guys so much. Thanks for journeying with me while I do this fucking trip. I love you all. Are you ready to do the work? Are you ready to do the work? I repeat, hello, are you ready to do the work? Well, trust me, it's not for the faint of heart. You better buckle the fuck up. I always say buckled up, motherfucker, and strapped. No, I'm just kidding, I don't stay strapped. I do say buckled up, though. Because I want to enjoy the ride with my fucking hands up and living the dream. And the dream for me is unconditional love and understanding and... It's a beautiful thing to see through these eyes, and I just want to share some really awesome things to think about. You know, just the thoughts that pop into my head that might help you throughout your day. I hope that I can be of service and maybe help one person smile. Whoever fucking needs it, really. That's what you should be doing, is laughing and smiling. Just kidding. But yes, you should be doing that because that is the best medicinal. Anyways, I love you guys so much. I am going to do things like pick up my children going the wrong way. Okay. What does that mean? Well, it probably means I need to pay attention. All right. So, I'm going to turn around and go pick up my kids from school. Love you guys. To classical music, the pin drop thoughts that come into my head are fucking so philosophical. Like, that's why I have to learn to be patient with myself to learn to write, because that voice that speaks so sweetly and elegantly, and this man that speaks in my head, he's so fucking wise. cannot wait to listen to him and be able to relay back what he's saying, because I just kind of fall in love with him every time he speaks to me. So I forget to start, I guess, channeling is what it's called, because he serenades me with his fucking way he speaks so poetically, and it's so fucking beautiful, and I resonate with him so much when he speaks so divinely to me, and his voice, the way it sounds, it's very, I'll have to figure it out, but he'll allow it, and I will be patient enough to proceed. I wanted to share that with you guys, that I have a lot of pin drops coming in from some beautiful philosophical man. Okay, I figure out who he sounds like. He sounds like the man from V is for Vendetta when he speaks. And when I listen to classical music, how funny is that? When I listen to classical music, he speaks. I have to listen to it very, very loud, but he speaks to me so well. Oh, just wanted to share.
Pause before you speak, especially if you're angry or in your fucking feelings. Get out of them. Rise above. You are brave. You are bold. You can do anything that your mind is not stopping you from doing, or that you are allowing your mind to stop you from doing. So, if you remember that and work really hard in yourself, I bet you find some pure joy fucking happiness. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me for the Psychonauts Mirror Midcast. Day 3 of the KOA, and it's fucking beautiful. Loving every minute of it. Still on a fucking shack, in a cabin shack, with the one bunk bed, and it's been literally the most liberating and most beautiful 3 days. That's all I had to say. And I am so grateful for every twist and turn and detour that I have taken, because it has been the grace that I had been asking for. Patience, kindness, love, beauty, all out here in the still of the woods. And that's exactly what everybody, I believe, would need in my position, because it's fucking beautiful. I love you all so much. Pause before you speak, especially if you're angry or in your fucking feelings. Get out of them. Rise above. You are brave. You are bold. You can do anything that your mind is not stopping you from doing, or that you are allowing your mind to stop you from doing. So, if you remember that and work really hard in yourself, I bet you find some pure joy fucking happiness. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for joining me for the Psychonauts Mirror Midcast. Day 3 of the KOA, and it's fucking beautiful. Loving every minute of it. Still on a fucking shack, in a cabin shack, with the one bunk bed, and it's been literally the most liberating and most beautiful 3 days. That's all I had to say. And I am so grateful for every twist and turn and detour that I have taken, because it has been the grace that I had been asking for. Patience, kindness, love, beauty, all out here in the still of the woods. And that's exactly what everybody, I believe, would need in my position, because it's fucking beautiful. I love you all so much.
So it's always funny when I get reactions from people when they hear some of my past. It's funny because most people who see me now don't even have a clue about who I used to be, because I do not resonate with that person at all anymore. She taught me so many things. She taught me survival. And so last night I was at one of my Awake Healer meetings that I do with doTERRA. I work with a woman named Tiffany, Candy, and Destiny right now. They are some powerful women. And all of them are facilitators. They work divinely with source energy. And I was telling them last night, I was just talking about how I hate when people give up. And, you know, because what I was talking about, I was in jail. I have been in jail twice before. And they were like, what? You went to jail? I'm like, yeah, I went to jail in New Mexico where I knew really no one. I had been in New Mexico for a year and a half when I first started getting in trouble there. Well, we'll say it that way. No, I was there more like 6 months. Yeah, so I was telling them about me being in jail. And how long were you in jail? Well, I was in jail for 2 days the first time. Not a full 2 days either. Like a day, more like a day and a half, because I went like in the middle of the night the first time I went. I had gotten a DWI, and the sheriff that took me, he was such a dick. He did not like me. But I guess maybe I wasn't likable to him because of many reasons. But I was just this little victim all the time. So I went to jail for DWI. And then I got put on probation, and that was all good and dandy, all fine. But when I had suffered getting beat up super severely by the drummer, I wasn't going to call the cops because I was on probation. So that was like kind of like one of the stipulations that my PO had made with me, like, don't fucking be around him and everything will be fucking fine for you, and okay, you'll come see me until, you know, you're clean on your drug test, which took me enough time to get pot out of my system, so I could just, you know, start drinking very fucking heavily, because they're not testing every day, and so I can definitely drink. Anyways, that's a tangent on its own. But I wasn't going to call the cops after I had been severely beaten. I was okay with just fucking healing and suffering in silence, and no, I didn't want anything to happen to him. That's just who I was. I was weak. I didn't have boundaries. I didn't know no better. I did, but I didn't utilize the tools. My sister found out that I had been severely beaten up to the point of it was bad. And so she called the sheriff's office to see if there was anything that she could do to get him in trouble, because she knew I would never do that. Even though we weren't together, nothing. We were not even together at this point. I didn't want to get in trouble either. I was terrified of going back to jail and leaving my kids. And if I would have stayed probably in that situation, I would have ended up leaving my kids by death. But I picked to leave, not by choice, but because I went to jail for, a month. Once my sister called the sheriff's office to find out what she could do, they contacted my probation officer, well, to see what maybe my probation officer could do. And so in that sense, he put a fucking warrant out for my arrest. So at that time, I'm scrambling, calling out to Archangel Michael, on my knees, screaming, crying, asking for guidance. I didn't know what to do, because I knew I had a warrant, and I knew I didn't do anything wrong, but get fucking beat up by somebody. Like, yeah, I am grateful now, for my time in jail. I'll tell you, it was magical. You don't hear that often. I don't think you'll ever hear it. I had a magical experience in jail. I mean, I actually have heard people talk about using magic and how it was magic because of that, but that's pretty much what happened. I found myself like Paul, in jail, locked up, and, those stories really kind of helped me realize that, man, I'm gonna wake up. I'm gonna wake up and see some of this shit, and I'll be able to handle it one of two fucking ways. And now I fucking thrive off of, being in that jail. I got real quiet. I got centered. I met some fucking strong people. FYI, my name was Little Red, at the Carrizozo jail. So if you ever happen to see my name, it's Little Red. It's on the walls. Trust me and believe, I had my time. I worked in the kitchen. Yes, I was passing them notes. You know what it is. Oh my God, how fucking funny. But being there really like teaches you so much about humanity and sadness and grief and pain and confusion and love and lust and it's being able to be in this place and share energy with these people that are just as broken as you and just as scared as you, but they have to act a certain way and be a certain way because God forbid someone see them weak. And that's where I found that mentality of, you know, stay secretive, shove it down, you got this, rise above, you're a fucking badass. And really what saved me when I was in jail was not my size. Trust me, 4'11 and a half. And at that point in time, I was about how I am now. Like, I was not healthy. My body wasn't healthy like I am now, but I was littler. I was skinny, to say a lot about what I was doing. I met people that I got to see their mask come off. While I was locked up, I got to see their mask come off, whenever we got out, and these motherfuckers are thriving. I have a friend, Felicia, that I met when we was locked up. She was from Texas, and I was like, Chewy again. I didn't have my phone on silent. I was talking. But she lives in Texas, and, you know, I was from Oklahoma, and we were both like, how the fuck we end up in here? Like, what the fuck? She was there on a fucking a vacation when she got locked up, and it was same reason I did for drinking. I rose above, and I learned so much about myself there, and I was so funny that people loved me. I can literally say my humor is what saved me all the time. In every situation, it was always being able to let someone spew a lot and speak and get something off their chest and just listen to them, because a lot of these women that were, you know, I spent the time with, they had mental illness. One woman was on so many antipsychotics that I don't even think she knew who she was. There's no way she could have known who she was, because those chemicals made her a completely different program than I couldn't fathom. This poor woman, they called her, Okay. They called her Gummy Good Times. You use your fucking imagination, people. Use your fucking imagination why they called her Gummy Motherfucking Good Times. Okay? But it was good. I was friends with, this one girl that I have met. She was an earth angel. I have met her prior to being locked up, and, in my heavy, heavy using days, and she had to spend years, there because she got busted for, her selling, and, seeing her now, people will look at her like they look at me, like, you went to jail? What? Oh my God, no way. Because she doesn't resonate with that lost soul anymore, you know? She called herself back home after spending her time, there. So a lot of these women just didn't have anyone around them to, nurture and tend to and care for. They didn't have that, and they were very misunderstood, and when you're misunderstood, and when you're not nurtured, and your inner child is, like, dragging your ego, your shadow everywhere, it's like playing follow the leader, blindly, and being able to allow, anything by any means, as long as you're numb on a substance, or, you know, that was the main story of all of these women: mental illness, no nurturing. I mean, it goes on and on, and these are the commonality, like the little things. These are the little things in life that was needed, that was necessary, that wasn't being received. And it's the things like that that are taught, and you're conditioned to believe that is Chewy. All right, Chewy. So I guess I say, you know, New Mexico and gel and learning and letting people learn about me, is like, wow. Jail in New Mexico made the angel that's here today, because I no longer have to fight those battles that I conquered there. I literally, like, wipe my hands clean of that kind of discomfort or dis-ease in my life. And I broke those bondages, and I got to fucking, like, break a lot of, generational curses, in New Mexico, just by overcoming what I overcame, and overcoming it that soon. You know, I would have, you know, had I not had children, had I not had a reason to wake up, from New Mexico, I would have stayed asleep, blindly, like a lot of the women, that are still suffering today there. That is one of the most beautiful places, and to suffer and imprison yourself in such a beautiful place is like a purgatory, because you're surrounded by beauty and goodness, but you don't know how to indulge in it because you're scared of it, because you hide in the shadows and in the dark. And it's beautiful now to be able to look at people and say, yeah, I spent a month and 2 days in jail. Total. 2 days the first time, 1.5 days, and then a month the second time. I was blessed enough to spend my October locked up. I was blessed enough to spend my October locked up. Ding, 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 you guys. Do you see the cycles and patterns? I was lucky enough to be locked up in October. So throughout the entire month of November, I had, I had October for my falling apart in October. That is when I got, the beat up of my lifetime was October. So that was when I was doing my healing with my body, so to speak. And I spent November in jail. I spent October trying to drink myself into oblivion. I spent October partying. I spent October saying my last hurrah with my vices and my addictions and the one I was staying completely attached to. And then boom, I get locked up in November, spend November in jail, and I get out the night before. I had met these beautiful people, Brittany and Lee, and they had kept my kids while I was locked up. I met them through the church, and while I was in jail, Brittany would come and see me, and she, man, she pulled so many strings to remind me about love. She pulled so many strings to get me transported from the fucking jail to the fucking sheriff's station in Carrizozo, just to talk to me. This woman, seeing how much I love my kids and seeing me fighting for them, she seen someone that had just been not loved or nurtured, and her husband loved me and my children. They were angels by their own divine right. They got put in my pathway, and oh my God, I am so thankful for all of the time and consideration and love that she put and he put into my family and taught my children so much about a strong foundation. Man, they brought me agape. This fucking woman would call the sheriff. Okay, her parents are pretty fucking predominant in Albuquerque. They're pretty strong fucking figures. But that's just the divine grace that was bestowed upon me, man. When I was going through these changes, fucking straight up divine grace was like showered over me. So that's how I know, like, my purpose is something that I don't understand, because I've been shown so much grace that I'm like, fucking better start throwing it out like motherfucking Oprah. You got grace and you got grace and you got grace, you know, like, that's why I am who I am, because of what has been given to me and shown to me. Jail, I gave grace to so many people that disrespected me because I wasn't about that life. I'll fucking kill you with kindness and not shank shank, because my fucking switchblade is kindness. Nah, no, I will kill you with that unconditional love bug. And then I'll turn around and make you fucking laugh about why you were just being a dick to me. You know, like, let's get over it. Let's fucking get over it. Let's figure out why you're upset for a second and sit down and let's transmute that shit. Because it ain't got no time here. On this timeline, for sure, it don't have no fucking time or place here. I think, you know, all the time, thank you for showing up while I was in jail. All source energy, thank you for showing up through the divine mirroring of these other women that were going through the same thing, struggling the same ways, for letting me see what I wanted to be and what I didn't ever want to be. I see all these things now as blessing upon blessing upon blessing, because it was teaching upon teaching upon teaching. I tell these stories. You know, last night I was telling Tiffany, Candy, and Destiny about how, yeah, I was in jail, and I learned so much there, and I I just see that I picked my lessons to be taught very firmly because I didn't. I'm hard-headed. My higher self is fucking like straight up goddess status. She ain't no punk. And she ain't let me be no punk. And that's just it. Like, she made me hard-headed because she hard-headed. And she's a badass. So I'm starting to notice these things about myself. Like, you never gave up. You never this, you never that. Yeah, you slept. But that was because your inner child was sad and you was just letting your ego lead the way. You didn't understand. You didn't know the way. And I get that now. And I just want everyone to hear that message as an SOS. Like, it don't matter what your past was. It don't matter what you fucking went through. But it does matter every ounce of it, what you learn from it. So if you've been through the darkest fucking trials and tribulations, know your fucking come up is about to be your fucking, your rise, your fucking phoenix rising, your crawl from the trenches, your fucking lotus, man, your time to sit and manifest and create because you have no other way to not know. That's how. Be strong in who you are. Be strong in your faith because you're divinely represented on a whole nother level that you don't even realize. So stop holding yourself down. Stop letting the things that were eating you alive and emotionally draining you run your life because that is how you hold the boot on your fucking head. That is how you do that. And you can't. You just can't. It's not the way to flourish. It's not the way that Mama Earth is going to stay alive in the greatest existence. You have to heal. You have to put in the work. You have to be the divine grace that has been bestowed upon you, the reason you're still alive. Stop wallowing in what you don't and what you didn't and what you could and should and would. Start wallowing in the now. Start wallowing in the gifts of the present of today because the moment that starts happening to you, the triggers start getting set off around you. Those fucking mouse traps, ching, ching, those fucking sticky traps, you know what? You can avoid those. You can fucking see those triggers like, oh, no, not healed, not healed, not healed, not healed. And you can see those triggers and then throw your boundary fucking card there like, nope, not today. You call it Satan? Nope, not today, Satan. Nope. That's how you fucking do that. You walk around knowing your triggers and learning from that. You walk around and you see the beauty in everyone else because they are teaching you what you need to heal. What you need to heal within so you can thrive out here on this fucking plane where you asked to be. You asked to be here to do some fucking work. Do that work. Because if not, you're going to keep living those patterns, those fucking cycles over and over and over. I broke those fucking chains. I broke those patterns. I broke those cycles in New Mexico. So when I tell these stories of jail, of the beatings, of the fucking disgusting ways of thinking of myself. I tell you these things because I don't resonate with her anymore. She taught me everything I needed to know about the things I didn't want to bestow upon my children. You know, I've watched generational curses take lineages in my lifetime. In my lifetime through my family. I watched it. I've observed it. So now I chose to say, whoa, fucking observe yourself and see what you don't want to carry on through your lineage. I don't want to carry on suffering in silence. No way, no ma'am, no sir. No thank you. That's mental health that will really hurt you. It can throw you straight the fuck up into addiction in my lineage. So what I choose to do is have that fucking mirror conversation with my children. I choose to have these mirrored deep down conversations where we get intimate about what we're feeling. And some people don't understand that, and that's okay, because that's not your journey and you're not path. You're not your path to understand that. It's not your time to. Maybe it is your journey and it is your path to know these things, but it's not your time to know these things. But you choose when you want to learn and when you want to reject a message. So I am just sending out all these SOSs and letting people know that you will rise above as long as you put in the work. You will rise above as long as you put the thought in your mind that you no longer are little. You will rise above if you make sure that you are taking care of yourself first. Because the second you take care of yourself first is the second that you can see things completely differently in this lifetime, in this world. Love yourself, know yourself, because that's how you, that literally, that's how you'll draw people into you, by knowing who you are, because then you can have that mirrored reflection in front of you, like, oh my God, I see all of this beauty in you. And then to know that, oh my God, they see that beauty in me. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. They see that love in me. They see that heart in me, because they can recognize it on their soul level. That's a soul, like a mutual knowing, a seeing, a looking eye to eye through source energy. That's what that is, you know, because you know you and you love you, and you know the things that set you off, and you know to recognize those things instead of getting angry about things, learning from them. Learning you're set off because it's beautiful that you have a lesson in it. Learn that you're set off because you're not being patient. Learn that you're being set off because you're not showing grace. Learn you're being set off because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. Those are all the things that are trigger warnings. So, know that I enjoy thoroughly telling people of the visit in Lincoln County, oh, Carrizozo, New Mexico, where they filmed that Book of Eli. It's fucking desert, man. And then you can step outside if you work in the kitchen. And then you can look and you can see the fucking mountains towards Nogal. And then you can see the fucking, the beauty and the, that red and that orange and that pink and that blue and that white and that divine sky, those stars, the clouds, the rain, the smell of the rain coming in from the mountains, that breeze that blows in from Rio Doso. All those things were so beautiful, so it was hard to see any pain. I only sensed pain one time, and that was I reached out to someone, the drummer, and we were not supposed to have contact. I reached out to him, and I don't know, it was kind of like a reminder, like, I got beat up, and I'm in here, and you're the one who beat me up, and you're out there living your life. But I'm glad that I had that time, because I have my life now, because I had that time to sit down and shut the fuck up. And that's why I always want to tell people, sit down and shut the fuck up for a little bit and find yourself and know yourself and love yourself and nurture yourself. Because once you start doing those things, the nurturing just automatically comes to you because you're doing it to yourself. So the universe knows that that's all you'll accept is that nurture and that love. And so I got the coolest fucking... When my transformation was happening, I got a job offer, a career offer, a life-changing offer, an alchemy offer to come work for the Hermetic Flower Company in December, and to come and learn and to come and share my energy filled with them, because let me tell you, it's radiating with divine love and divine grace and pure fucking alchemy healing, because I'm doing it for myself. This is all for me, so I can teach new cedars so I can be a teacher of these ways and these practices of self recognition and self love and self growth and evolving. I got this job offer the day that I was told that I had to leave where I was living. So I just, all the things that are happening when you feel like your world is burning in front of you, it's burning for a reason. Allow it to burn. Allow that process. Allow the change. Flow with it and stay fluid and be the water. Be that fluid frequency that feels so good. Stay in the know that this is a lesson. Stay in the know that you are growing. Stay in the know of the phrase growing pains. Remember it. If you're not hurting a little bit from something, then you have, or if you are hurting from something, then you aren't learning from it. Learn from it, transmute it, alchemize it. You are fucking gold, baby. Oh my God. Thank you guys so much for coming back to listen. This is episode 12 of the Psychonauts Mirror. I am grateful for the events that you have joined me for. I'm sitting out in my car in front of my tiny cabin, looking at it. I can't stop smiling. It's beautiful. The colors it is the divine Archangel Michael here guarding me. So I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. And thank you guys for wanting to heal with me through this journey. If you feel led to share this, please share this. If you know anyone suffering in silence, if you know anyone that's having a hard time releasing the demons inside and giving them, you know, a nice foundation to rest on so they don't have to haunt you anymore. You know, share this with someone that needs to know that you can lose everything so many times and rise from it. You can be out with nothing and rise from it. Be led to give someone kindness. Be led to give someone grace. Be led to fill someone's life with love, just like you're doing for yourself. I love you guys. This is the journey of your local hood hippie, your psychonaut extraordinaire. I love you guys. Mwah! So thank you guys for listening. That was the accumulation of the last 3 days. I hope you guys enjoyed it and know that I enjoy you and I love you, and come back and hang out with me again. You guys keep coming back because I love you. Bye guys. Time to get this working, son.